From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Alex Chadwick is away. Coming up, what's next for the Democratic presidential candidates? But first, Massachusetts Senator John Kerry cemented his frontrunner status after winning 5 out of the 7 primary and caucus races last night. He tried to paint the contest now as between him and President Bush.
We will take nothing for granted. We will compete everywhere. And in November, we will beat George W. Bush.
But Senator John Edwards is still in the race. He won in South Carolina and lost only by a narrow margin to General Wesley Clark in Oklahoma. Day to Day's Mike Pesca is in Missouri, which had the largest number of delegates at stake last night. Hi, Mike.
Hello, Madeline.
So, Mike, Missouri was the biggest prize, but all the candidates had written it off as Dick Gephardt territory. But after Gephardt dropped out, what happened?
Well, they tried to scramble to get a campaign going in 10 days, but what wound up happening was the Missouri primary is what I call the conventional wisdom primary. It looked like Kerry had momentum coming out of New Hampshire, and so Kerry became the front runner. He stayed the front runner. There wasn't a lot you could do in 10 days to reverse that. Some candidates, like Edwards and Kerry, stopped in the state a couple times. Sharpton and Dean each made it in once. That was about it. No debate. In fact, when you look at TV advertising, guess among all the candidates running for the Democratic nomination, who spent the most on advertising here in St. Louis?
I don't know. I'll go out on a limb. Kucinich?
Actually, the limb had to be a little further than the Kucinich limb. It was perennial candidate Lyndon LaRouche. He bought a big half-hour chunk of TV time, which actually wound up beating Seinfeld the night it was on. What passed for drama here in Missouri was, would John Edwards pick up any delegates? Because you have to win at least 15% of the vote to pick up a delegate. And in fact, he did pretty well by that standard. He wound up with almost half as many delegates as John Kerry did.
And let's talk about the delegates. Everyone's talking about the states won, but it's actually the delegates that's the important number. Is that as it should be?
Well, you're right. It's an important distinction to make because every other election in America is won on a winner-take-all system. This is the exception. So when you listen to the news reports about who won Oklahoma and the great drama there, they're really just talking about who won a couple more delegates. Because even if you quote-unquote lose New Hampshire, as Howard Dean lost New Hampshire, he got 9 delegates and Kerry got 13 delegates. So it really is a percentage of the vote. In fact, Howard Dean was making that exact point in his speech last night.
We're gonna pick up some delegates tonight, and this is all about who gets the most delegates in Boston in July, and it's going to be us.
Howard Dean is being factually correct there. A delegate is just a voter. They come to the convention in Boston this summer, and a number of people have votes. Some have to vote. Those are the pledged delegates who were won last night. Some are super delegates who are kind of freelancers who could go anywhere. And how they decide who's the nominee is whoever gets a majority of the delegates. So he's being factually correct. But when he says it's all about that or it's only about that, it's not really true because, of course, it's about perception and it's about momentum. It shows who's the strongest, who will be getting the most money, who's laying the groundwork to actually amass those delegates.
Now, you mentioned superdelegates. Who are these superdelegates?
These are delegates who were bit by a radioactive spider and acquired superpowers. Now, these are party leaders and elected officials, and they have an acronym for this. It's called PLEOs. So these are bigwigs within the party. Al Gore's a superdelegate. Every member of Congress is a superdelegate, every Democratic member of Congress. And they could vote for whoever they want to, and they could do it on any timetable, and they could also change their votes. I talked to one superdelegate last night. I found out her secret identity. She's Mae Sheevy. She's in charge of the Missouri Democratic Party. And here's what she told me about her thought process.
I'm doing my homework just like anybody else has been doing their homework. I think that I will go through the process along with everybody else. And I'm not saying that I'm going to hold out until the end, but what I am going to say is that I'm going to study and figure out who has the best chance at beating George Bush, and that will be the person that I go with.
Now, when Sheevy was saying that she's going to do her homework, that's actually funny because it's a luxury that most Missourians didn't have. They had to vote very quickly without knowing about the election. But what she's hinting at is that if the time comes where it really is a morass and no one knows who can get the nomination because maybe a lot of the candidates will have won different states and different delegates, the superdelegates can swoop in and essentially swing the election to one candidate or another.
Thanks a lot, Mike.
You're welcome.
Day to Day's Mike Pesca in Missouri.